Secretary General, Kitui, Ambassador von Schreiben, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be here with you today. So welcome to this very special event on the least developed countries. This is an important occasion to take stock of the evolution of the LDCs in the multilateral trading system since the creation of the WTO 20 years ago. And of course, it is the perfect opportunity to look ahead and to consider what else we can do, what more can be done. And I'm truly delighted to have Aung Thet, Secretary General, with us today. Our organizations share a common goal of helping developing countries, and especially the least developed countries, integrate into the global economy. That's a common purpose of both organizations. And we have taken an important step towards that goal this morning. Just a few moments ago, upstairs, we both signed a declaration between the WTO and Aung Thet. And this declaration reaffirms and strengthens the collaboration of our two secretariats to keep on promoting trade as a tool for development. And the text will be available to all of you very shortly. And we want to improve the coherence and the cooperation in some key areas of work because we are precisely united in this effort to support development. And of course, the LDCs are a vital part of that discussion. LDCs integration into the multilateral trading system is a priority for the WTO. It is a priority for me personally. So in the preamble of our founding agreement signed in Marrakesh in 1994, members recognized at that time the need for, and I quote, positive efforts designed to ensure that developing countries, and especially the least developed among them, secure a share in the growth in international trade commensurate with the needs of their economic development, end quote. So now, after 20 years of the WTO, we have performed against that mission statement. That's a good question. That's the question that we think we have to answer. And I think there are, in fact, pretty significant areas of progress that we can highlight. Since 1995, seven LDCs have joined the organization, and soon we will welcome another LDC because the terms of Liberia's membership were agreed just last week. And that will bring the number of LDCs in the WTO to 35. That's more than one-fifth of our membership. And increasingly, this large, important, and growing part of the membership is making its voice heard. Now, the LDC group has been very active over the years, gradually enhancing their participation in our different bodies and committees. This work is supported by a dedicated unit within the Secretariat that serves the LDC group on a day-to-day basis. And of course, this support to the LDCs is reflected also in other areas. So WTO agreements and decisions adopted over the last 20 years contain flexibilities and special provisions that take the specific needs of the LDCs into account. Against this background, I think it's no coincidence that the integration of the LDCs into an open and rules-based trading system has been accompanied by higher trade growth in those countries. So over the past 20 years, LDCs have experienced higher trade growth compared to the rest of the world. Between 1995 and 2013, exports of goods and services from LDCs grew by an annual average of 12.6%. And this is higher than the average growth for developing countries in the same period, which was of 11.3%. And it is significantly higher than the global average of 7.5%. So the LDC's share of world trade has also been increasing. In 1995, the LDC's accounted for 0.5% of world exports of goods and services. Now that share has more than doubled. It's now 1.17% in 2013. So this is progress, but clearly it is not enough. We need to do a lot more. LDCs account for more than 12% of the world's population, but only 1.8% of world GDP. So we cannot definitely lose sight of this bigger picture. So the WTO has been working hard to bridge those gaps, providing practical support to LDCs to help them build capacity and trading skills is a key pillar of the work in this organization. WTO runs special training programs suited to the needs of the LDCs and LDC officials so that they can successfully navigate the system. In fact, the LDCs are involved in about 45% of our technical assistance activities every year. Another way to help improve understanding of the system is the WTO's internship programs. And these programs bring LDC officials to Geneva and offer on-the-job training to them. Many officials have now that have taken part in these schemes are now representing their countries in different WTO bodies, working for their respective missions here in Geneva and also in their own capitals. And, of course, we also have the Aid for Trade initiative. And through a wide range of programs, Aid for Trade helps developing and least developed countries improve their trading ability and tackle their infrastructure constraints. Now, this has had real impact on the ground. Research has found that $1 invested in Aid for Trade results in nearly $8 of exports from developing countries in general. And for the least developed countries, that dollar turns into $20 of exports. So since this initiative was created, the Aid for Trade commitment to LDCs have almost doubled, reaching $18 billion in 2013. Another major capacity building initiative, and one which is dedicated exclusively to the LDCs, is the Enhanced Integrated Framework. You all know that, the EIF, and since its creation, the EIF has reached out to over 50 beneficiary countries around the world, helping LDCs leverage trade as a tool for growth. In July, I was pleased to participate in the launch of the program's second phase, and this December, the EIF will hold its pledging conference for Phase 2 in Nairobi at the margins of our 10th Ministerial Conference. So this will be an important moment in ensuring the success of the EIF's new phase. And like I said at the General Council last week, a successful pledging conference would be a significant outcome of that ministerial conference. So I strongly urge that at that point in time in the General Council, all existing and potential donors to be ready to lend their support in Nairobi. In addition to strengthening capacity, building support, we must implement the decisions agreed in Bali to ensure that the benefits are delivered, especially for the LDCs. Bali was a milestone in WTO history, and it wouldn't have happened without the LDCs, that's for sure. The LDC group played an absolutely pivotal role in the negotiations. Anybody who was there in Bali would have witnessed that quite clearly. And the outcomes of Bali reflect the role that the LDCs played during the negotiations, particularly in the form of the LDC package that ministers agreed there. The LDC package includes provisions to improve duty-free, quota-free market access for LDC goods, advancing the progress made in Hong Kong in 2005. And to facilitate the utilization of these preferential schemes, the duty-free, quota-free, by the LDCs, the ministers in Bali adopted for the first time multilateral guidelines in rules of origin. Now, Bali also provided a potential boost for LDCs trading services through steps to operationalize the LDC services waiver. Now, to date, 15 members have indicated their intention to offer preferences in sectors and modes of supply of export interest to LDCs. So again, this is progress, but we need to go further. In cotton, issues were also a part of Bali. Of you who have been following this issue here in Geneva know that we're seeing significant engagement here in Geneva. I'm now working hard along with the LDC coordinator and others to advance all of the Bali decisions. In addition, of course, the Bali brought us the trade facilitation agreement. I hope you're all familiar with that. And estimates show that that agreement could cut the cost of trade by up to 15% in developing countries. So implementing the trade facilitation agreement could bring a big impact in LDCs, which are the countries that suffer most from high trade costs. And the trade facilitation agreement also was a real first because it foresees the provision of real practical support to help in its implementation, including through the trade facilitation agreement facility. Now, the agreement is pending ratification by members. I'm glad to note that two LDCs, Niger and Lao PDR, have already ratified that agreement. This is very encouraging, but we need to increase the pace in order that LDCs can start to realize the benefits of the agreement that we have signed. So that, in a snapshot of the last 20 years of where we are today, so I think that much has been accomplished, but there is no doubt that we're yet to fully deliver the promises that were made to developing countries and the LDCs in particular. We need to go further. We need to go faster. To support the integration of LDCs into the trading system and to boost their capacity to trade. Now, we should ask ourselves, how can we do more to support LDCs to trade and how to get the most out of the trading system? We should also ask ourselves what further measures would make the most difference. We should ask, what issues can we deliver in the short term, the ones that can really have an impact immediately? And we all know that there is a major opportunity to tackle some of these questions this year. In just a few weeks' time, the WTO will hold the 10th Ministerial Conference in Nairobi, I mentioned that before, where LDCs are a top priority. Not only they are a top priority, they are a consensual top priority. I have spoken to the widest possible range of members in all formats here in Geneva and around the world in capitals, and I do sense that there is a real strong, clear sense that everyone wants to deliver for the LDCs in Nairobi. So to do that, we have our work cut out. There is little time left and a lot of hard work still to do. So I hope that we can capitalize on the goodwill towards the LDCs and deliver some important outcomes in Nairobi. This means getting some textual proposals on the table as soon as possible so that detailed negotiations can begin. I know the LDCs are working hard in that direction. I want to help in this effort in any way that I can. Let's build on the achievements of the past 20 years. Deliver in Nairobi and move forward with impetus and momentum. I think that the contributions, ideas, and arguments that we will hear today here are going to be very important to capitalize and build on this work. So let me extend in anticipation my appreciation to all speakers that will come forward. Let me finally wish all of you a very productive event. I would definitely be following up on the outcomes that you may achieve. So with that, I return the floor to Ambassador von Treven, the chairman, to do with it as he pleases.
I will grab that immediately. Thank you very much, and I will give the floor now to Secretary General Kitui.